Good morning, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my topical Q thread that I did yesterday on Twitter about General Mike Flynn. General Flynn was in the news the last few days, appeared at a hearing, and his sentencing has been dragged out now for many months. And people are understandably concerned about what is going on with the general. Why is the sentencing being dragged out? What's really happening? It is unusual for sentencing on a plea deal, which the general pled guilty to giving false information to FBI agents. Why would a sentencing hearing be dragged out for months like that? It's a good question, and my suspicion is that there's more going on behind the scenes than anyone knows. I believe that the sentencing is being delayed for strategic reasons, and we'll get into some of that here in the video. So those of you who are following at home, the Q posts, you can still find them at QAnon.pub. Some people are having difficulty getting on the QAnon.pub website. You can also find Q posts on QAnonposts.com. That is this mirror website. And there's another website. There's actually a lot of websites you can go to. This one is QMap.pub. And this will show all the latest Q posts along with some other tools. So there are several different websites. Q has not posted since July 4th. Nothing to be concerned about. It is not unusual for Q to sometimes go 9 or 10 days between posts. So no reason to hit the panic button. Everything is okay. I would like to apologize to those who are going to be offended by this video. I know that there are a lot of good people who are supporting the effort to help pay the expenses of General Flynn and his family, the expenses they've incurred over the last couple of years due to legal expenses. I mean no disrespect to those patriots. However, Q has given a different narrative from the one that is being reported by friends and family on social media and in the press. It is not my intent to cast doubt on the general, his family, or friends or supporters. All I'm doing is explaining what Q has said about the situation with General Flynn. General Flynn does follow me on Twitter. I have never messaged him, but he is able to message me. In previous threads and videos, I have spent a fair amount of time talking about Q's perspective on General Flynn. And look, if the general wants to correct anything that I've said, he is more than welcome to message me and correct whatever erroneous statements I've made. A key post from Q about General Flynn is this one from October 31st, and the relevant sections are kind of highlighted in red. Q said, wrote this, military intelligence. What was General Flynn's background? Why is it relevant? Why did Admiral Rogers, chief of NSA, meet Trump privately without authorization? That's a reference to the meeting that the Admiral had with candidate Trump at Trump Tower, where it's believed that Admiral Rogers basically gave him the dirt on a lot of people, informed him that his campaign was being spied on. I say that because the very next day, the president moved his entire campaign out of Trump Tower and moved it to Bedminster, New Jersey, to the golf course, Trump golf course. Why they would move the entire campaign out of Trump Tower into another building? Well, I think it's because they realized the tower was bugged and people were listening. So Q goes on to ask, does Trump know where the bodies are buried? Well, of course he does. Admiral Rogers, NSA, has access to all the messages, emails, text, videos, you name it, and they monitor certain people. So if there's dirt out there on anyone, Admiral Rogers certainly has it. And Admiral Rogers has been working for the president for the last couple of years. So does Trump have the goods on most bad actors? He sure does. Was Trump asked to run for president? Why and by who? We believe that he was asked to run for president by some military leaders. Over here on the right side, what is Trump in control of? That'd be the military. What is the one organization left that isn't corrupt? That would be the military. Why does the military play such a vital role? Because three-letter agencies, FBI, CIA, DOJ, have been compromised. Why is POTUS surrounded by highly respected generals? Because more than likely, some of the creeps in the deep state would like to harm the president. So Trump is surrounded by generals, number one, for protection, and number two, because they are providing him intelligence. Down on the bottom, on the right, what authority does POTUS have specifically over the Marines? Unlike other branches of service, the president has the ability to give the Marines other duties as assigned. He can assign specific duties to Marines that he doesn't have the ability to assign to other branches. Why is it important? Because the Marines are pretty much at his disposal. What is Mueller's background? Military? Yes, he was a Marine. Was Trump asked to run for president with assurances made to prevent election tampering? We believe he probably was. How is POTUS always five steps ahead? Because he has a bunch of very smart people advising him. Who is helping POTUS? That would be the generals in military intelligence. Concerning elections and election fraud, just want to say this because people are going to ask. Q posted this on March 27th. Current censorship all relates to a push for power coming up on the midterms. This is their last stand. And that is something that Q has stressed over and over again, that the cabal, the deep state, whatever you want to call them, they're desperate. They know they're going to get prosecuted. And they are making a last stand to try to maintain power, and they're losing it. Q then said below, election fraud cases are open in DOJ, many cases. So for those of you who are worried about election fraud being exposed, the DOJ is on it, and they're taking care of it. And there's a few other things down below that are interesting. Q wrote, we are the gatekeepers of all. By all, we mean all information. Q asked, why is the military so important? National security, national security. Art of the deal. Just want to say something about national security. I had a dream last night. It's a dream about General Flynn. And in the dream, I saw this person who was obsessed with national security. National security was first and last on everything that they did. Every conversation, everywhere they went, all of their priorities had to do with national security. And the dream was about General Flynn. It was probably a little confirmation from God that General Flynn is intimately involved in issues of national security. Tidal wave is coming. Buckle up, people. I'm going to go back to this drop by Q from October 28th. It starts out in Mockingbird. Why does Trump surround himself with generals? What is military intelligence? Why go around the three-letter agencies? That is because the three-letter agencies had been corrupted, mainly at the top. I'm not accusing rank-and-file people in FBI, DOJ, and CIA, but administratively, those agencies are compromised. Then Q asks, what Supreme Court case allows for the use of military intelligence versus congressionally assembled and approved agencies? I'm working on that. I actually did find a Supreme Court case that talks about prosecuting people in military tribunals instead of civilian courts. I will cover that in a future video. Q asked, who has ultimate authority over our branches of the military without approval conditions unless 90 days plus in wartime conditions? That would be the president. What is the military code? So again, Q focuses early on heavily on military intelligence. April 27th, Q posted this, who makes arrests? FBI and DOJ. Can you make arrests with a crooked FBI senior team? And then see previous posts regarding the FBI. Right, so Q here is saying, if there's corruption at the top of the FBI, FBI does criminal investigations. If there's corruption at the top of the DOJ, DOJ does prosecuting. If there are corruption in the courts, if the judges are corrupt, we can take all of these criminal people and we can arrest them, have them investigated, and we can have them prosecuted. And somewhere along the line, they are going to get away. They're going to get off. They're either going to bungle the investigation, they're going to bungle the prosecution, or the corrupt judge is going to take a bribe and they're going to get off. I know people are sick and tired of not seeing people arrested, but you have to understand, they have to get rid of the criminal elements in the FBI, DOJ, and the court system before they bring any of these people in for prosecution, because if they don't, they're not going to be convicted. So Q said, "We're in this together. Much appreciation. It's what you don't know and can't see ongoing that will validate your efforts. Trust the plan. Step back. Remove the arrests." So Q is saying, don't even think about the arrests. What do you see? Is the stage being set? Yes, it is. We are seeing people kicked out of the DOJ, kicked out of the FBI. We're seeing people being removed from power. People are stepping down from Congress. There's a lot of change going on outside of the arrests. All of that is preparing for the arrests to come. Q says, Godspeed, Patriot. Okay, I'm going to move along here. Q wrote, this October 31st, why did Mueller meet POTUS one day prior to the FBI announcement if Mueller could not be offered the director's spot of the FBI due to previous term limit rules? So Q here is asking, it was kind of leaked a couple of weeks after the president met with Mueller, and the White House said that it was he was interviewing Mueller for potentially the director FBI position, which Mueller was not eligible for. There's a 10-year term limit on the FBI director spot. Mueller had already served a 10-year term, plus he had to get a congressional approval for an extension for a couple more years. So Mueller was not eligible to be head of the FBI. Why then did Mueller meet with the president the day before he was named special counsel? Q's suggestion is that Mueller may have been recruited by Trump to prosecute the swamp. The problem with that theory is that Q has also said he sometimes provides disinformation because the enemies of the president are watching his board and they plan their moves accordingly. On November 5th, Q wrote this, game theory, define, why is it relevant? Moves and counter moves, who is the enemy? Game theory is all about strategy. How do you make moves in chess to get your enemy to make mistakes? How do you position your pieces on the chessboard to get your enemy in a position where you can win? Moves and counter moves. Q said disinformation exists and is necessary. War, good versus evil. Roadmap of the big picture is here. Crumbs are not only for poll. Poll is politically incorrect, the board that Q was posting on. It's also for the silent ones, others who are monitoring the board, friends and enemies, Q. So Q has always known that there are enemies monitoring the board. They are making their moves according to the things Q posts. So therefore, Q sometimes gives us disinformation to keep the enemies off balance. That was part of a very long post, and here's a little bit more of it. This is not the entire post. If I filled out the entire post, it would take up two of these pages, but here's a little bit more of it. Middle section, General Flynn, what is Flynn's background? What was his rank? Was he involved in intel ops? Yes, he was. Lieutenant General, did several different jobs in the military intelligence. He was director of the Defense Intelligence Agency under Obama. What access or special privileges? Why is it relevant? Setup. Who wins? Now, this is an interesting point that Q brings up. Who was being set up? We know that Flynn was being set up by the Obama administration to go down. But was he also setting them up for a loss? Who wins? Who becomes exposed? Who knows where the bodies are buried? Flynn knows where the bodies are buried. Flynn, because he was in defense intelligence and he was the head of defense intelligence. Defense intelligence is part of the Pentagon, and so is the NSA. They share information. So Flynn likely had access to all or most of the information that came out of the NSA. Flynn knows where the bodies are buried. He knows about the crimes of his enemies. Who has access? Who has access currently? I believe Flynn still has access to military intelligence. What is military intelligence? Who was part of military intelligence during Barack Obama's term? That would be General Flynn. Who was fired during Barack Obama's term? Military intelligence? That would also be General Flynn. He was forced out of his position as director of Defense Intelligence Agency in 2014 because he and Obama did not get along. They did not see eye to eye, and a lot of differences. Why is this relevant? It's relevant because the Obama administration saw Flynn as a threat because he did not want to go along with their plan. They also saw Admiral Rogers as a threat. After Admiral Rogers met with Trump at Trump Tower, Ash Carter and Clapper both demanded to Obama that Rogers be fired. They did not trust either Flynn or Rogers because they knew that these guys were not going along with their plan. There's a little bit of an axe to grind. It's relevant because it shows that Flynn and Rogers never went along with the bad guys, and they are probably now helping the good guys in this prosecution. Q said, reread complete Chrome graphic, confirmed good. There's a graphic of Q's previous post that was with this one. And if you'd like to go on the board and check it out, you can do that. It paints the picture. Let's move on to the next post. On November 1st, Q asks us to consider how many generals with military intelligence backgrounds had visited the White House. Military intelligence, no media, no leaks. One of the big advantages of using military intelligence versus the DOJ, FBI, and CIA is if you leak from military intelligence, you're going to a court-martial, and you're going to spend time in Leavenworth, and you are going to have a miserable existence. That is why people in the military don't generally leak. No press. You don't have the press showing up interviewing military intelligence. Q asked, how many military intelligence generals had been in or out of the White House in the past 30 days. Now, this is in November. Focus on Flynn, background, and potential role. What is the common denominator in terms of military backgrounds close to POTUS? I'm guessing that would be military intelligence. In December, Q said this, who knows where the bodies are buried? Flynn is safe. We protect our patriots. Q. So I'm just reporting what Q said. Please don't message me angrily saying that the general's family is broke and they have no money. I get it. I understand it. I'm just telling you what Q said. All right. One of the Anons in March posted this, Free Flynn. Q responded, done in 30 days. House cleaning, White House secured, final stage, Q. 30 days later, the House concluded its investigation into Russian election meddling. They found General Flynn was absolutely free and clear of any wrongdoing. This article that Q posted here that says FBI agents did not think that General Flynn lied to them despite his guilty plea. So Q asked, why would Flynn plead guilty to something that was untrue? Define testimony. Define on the record. Who knows where the bodies are buried? Flynn is safe. Expand your thinking. So Q here is suggesting that the general is a witness, that he is testifying what he knows, and he is getting his statements on the record because he knows about the crimes of the people in the Obama administration. He was a witness to it. So I was putting this thread together yesterday, and it just dawned on me. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Flynn, above everybody else other than Admiral Rogers, Flynn knows about the crimes of the Obama administration. He knows about Benghazi. He knows what was happening in Libya. He knows what was happening in Syria and Afghanistan and North Korea and Iran. He knows what was going on and all of that. He doesn't just have intelligence like Admiral Rogers from the NSA. He was a witness to a lot of this. He was part of the team. He was involved in the operations. General Flynn is probably the most relevant witness to the prosecution of the deep state. So what is Flynn testifying about? When Q says define testimony, define on the record, what is he testifying about? He's testifying about all the crimes that have been committed by the Obama administration. That is why they saw him as a threat, and that's why they set up a trap for him. So here's a question. What if Flynn has been testifying to Mueller about corruption that he knew about? And what if he is also working with John Huber to give testimony on the deep state? That is something to think about. Because, you know, spies are sneaky like that. In a criminal prosecution, a suspect may be given a plea bargain where they become a cooperating witness. They're charged with a minor offense, like lying to investigators, in exchange for telling everything they know about the crimes in question. So what if the generals came up with a plan and they said, we're going to allow General Flynn to get caught talking to Kislyak. They knew he was talking on an unsecured line, and they knew that the deep state was listening. They get him in a trap. They get him in front of the FBI. They get Strzok to interview him. McCabe takes over the case, and they've got their little wheels going, thinking that they've got the general caught in a trap. What if it was part of the plan from the beginning to put the general in a place where he would intentionally be entered into a criminal process so he could get his testimony on the record? And the deep state the entire time would think that he was being prosecuted when in fact he was giving information about them. All these months, all these delays, what if General Flynn has been sitting there writing out depositions and giving statements and providing evidence on all of these people who think they're safe because they see General Flynn going through this legal process? Moves and counter moves. Who knows where the bodies are buried? That would be General Flynn. To hammer the point home, Q posted this in April 27th. If the FBI found no evidence of lying, why was Flynn charged? Expand your thinking. I'll link to a news article about the charges against the general. Q says, one and one don't equal two. Eyes open, comms good, right? It doesn't make any sense. If the FBI says Flynn did not lie to them, why is he pleading guilty to lying to the FBI? I think he pled guilty to get him into the system so he could get in front of Mueller, so he can give a lot of testimony, provide a lot of evidence to prosecute the criminals. And they think he is the one who's being prosecuted. Q said this on the 27th, expand who interviewed Flynn. That would be Peter Strzok. What redacted texts were released yesterday? Coincidence. Right, so on the 26th, some texts were released between Strzok and Page. Not a coincidence. Why did Flynn take the bullet? Was it a rubber bullet? Lawmakers make public the texts and the corruption with McCabe and Strzok and Page. Lawmakers learned about the Gmail draft comms yesterday. Kehoe is talking about the fact that a lot of people in the Obama administration were using Gmail draft messages to communicate with each other. And they never sent the messages thinking it wouldn't be picked up by the NSA, but in fact it was. That was revealed. Lawmakers go hunting. What's the purpose of a laser pointer? It shows you what to focus on. You have more than you know. Comms understood. Q. So Q here is saying that the purpose of all this was to show Congress who their target needs to be. And they've been focusing in and zeroing in on that ever since then. Q posted this on the 25th of April. We knew this day would come. We knew people would need a guide. We all have a part to play. We knew Flynn would be challenged. Part of the plan? Flynn Jr.'s recent tweet, he did not lie to the vice president. Timing, plan, signal sent, White House position, moves and counter moves, roll outside of the White House. Lost his house, funds for legal, beat up. You are watching a movie. What is right? What is wrong? Up is down, left is right, left is left. Q here is alluding to the fact that people are confused and don't understand what's really happening. White House position, brackets rapid changes, why? Planned. Visibility in one helps another. Connected. CIA to Secretary of State, talking about Pompeo going from head of CIA to Secretary of State. which involves North Korea, Iran, Russia, China, Mexico. Why is it relevant? Think pushback, open source, why? They are watching. Proofs are being provided to retain. Future proves past. This will be in the history books. Q. Unfortunately, this kind of psychological warfare does create collateral damage. People are angry at what they perceive to be injustice. They're indignant at the idea that they may be intentionally deceived by people that they trust. I understand. I get it. There are a lot of problems with this narrative, but again, number one, I'm just reporting what Q said, and number two, there is a much bigger picture we need to look at here. Q asked about the firing of Preet Bharara and Schneiderman. Why was Preet Bharara fired? Why was a New York Attorney General just removed, Schneiderman? Why did Rudy Giuliani recently join Trump's legal team after being quiet for so long? Giuliani joined in May, and no one had heard from him in a very long time. What must be cleaned first? Who investigates? Who prosecutes? What can finally be done? Have to clean up the DOJ, have to clean up the FBI, and get the right people in the right place before you can begin making arrests. Who has the ultimate authority? That would be Trump. Does it fall under the Russia recusal? No. Does Flynn know? Flynn knows everything. Define on the record. You have more than you know. Enjoy the show. Q. Some people have been concerned about Paul Manafort and the way he's being treated by the Mueller team. Just want to say this. This is a post from Q on April 4th. It was not supposed to be revealed that POTUS was not under criminal investigation. Not yet. Q says, traitor. Massive intel suite. So somebody spilled the beans that Trump wasn't under criminal investigation and that fact was not supposed to be released. Manafort was a plant. Carter Page was a plant. So the FBI and DOJ got FISA warrants on both Manafort and Carter Page and somehow got them inside the Trump campaign so they could spy on the campaign through them. Q asks, why is Mueller going after inside plants? Well, that's a really good question. Now, Carter Page was never charged with anything, but Manafort is getting hammered, and he was an inside plant. Why is Mueller going after him? Q says Flynn is safe. Define witness. Can a witness hold a position of power and influence while ongoing? Well, of course he can, because a witness is not a criminal. Witness can hold a position of power and can be in play. So are Flynn's charges simply a way of making the deep state think they're safe? I suspect that's the case. People are upset over the way that Manafort's being treated, but I'm not honestly all that concerned. Manafort is a shady lobbyist, whether he knew it or not, and I suspect he probably did know. He was a tool of the deep state, and he doesn't deserve a whole lot of sympathy. Rather than an attempt to impeach a duly elected president, Mueller's investigation could be part of a larger plan to prosecute the criminals who have hijacked our government, and it could be a massive distraction that has confused and bamboozled the mainstream media. By the way, Q has never asked us to trust Robert Mueller or trust Rod Rosenstein. Those two people have been left intentionally shrouded in mystery and suspicion in both directions for a reason. We're not supposed to know the roles they're playing. We're not supposed to know what team they're on, and neither are the enemies of the president. FBI Anon made this observation about then-candidate Trump in July of 2016. I support Trump. He's a good candidate. Not perfect, but good. I used to work in PSYOPs, and Trump's campaign is exactly how the textbooks train. It will be studied by agents forever. So when you look at what Trump is doing and look at the fact that he's surrounded by generals with military intelligence background, if you do not think that they're running PSYOPs on this thing, you might want to think again, because there's a lot of psychological warfare being used in this whole string of events. Q has a decent track record, and I believe that if we consider his information along with other reliable sources, we'll have a better picture of what's really happening with General Flynn, our country, and the world. So be encouraged, Patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.